T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is so good to see Matt Shepard, former...
I can't believe you just wanted to shake my hand after all the years we worked together, and you go, well, hello, hi, nice to see you again. What are you doing? I wanted a hug for
crying out
loud.
Yeah, we got a good hug. It's so good to see you, former WWJ staffer. Now look at you, your TV guy for the Tigers. How do you like your new job?
Oh, it's everything I expected and more. I mean, to be able to work with the people I do, you know, with Jack and Gibby and Dan Petrie and Craig Monroe and all the people we work with. It's beyond belief, man. It's they make you be better. They expect you to be better. So the bar has been raised by all those guys. I'm really fortunate.
You know, Jack Morris and Kirk Gibson have both had reputations of being a little bit
tough.
I don't want to say prickly pears, but
yeah. Okay, you're right. You're right. They
and
have.
Are they?
No, they're intense.
You're intense.
They prepare very hard.
So do you.
They have high expectations.
And so do you.
And I love all that. But they have wonderful stories. Their experiences are unbelievable. Roberto, we had Reggie Jackson in the booth in New York the other day. I mean, I'm sitting next to two Hall of Famers. We're having a conversation.
Wow.
That is really cool.
What does that feel like for you growing up in this business and wanting to be, I mean, you're a sports guy. Play-by-play now for the MLB Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
You see Reggie Jackson.
And as a
in.
Kid, you know, listening to Ernie Harwell and watching George Kell and Larry Osterman and all those guys. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I pinch myself every day. I tell my wife that all the time. Thank you for the support and everything. But the deal is, with these guys and with this organization, right, an original charter member of the American League, I mean, Detroiters expect certain things from their Tigers broadcasters. And hopefully we can deliver it to them. And those guys, I'm telling you, it's amazing when you walk into a clubhouse, opposing clubhouses, Yankees, Blue Jays, the immediate respect that you get. And I hope Tiger fans are feeling that from those guys too.
Hey, you mentioned your wife. How is your wife
doing
after
well.
That
Thanks,
car
Roberta.
Accident?
Yeah, she's doing real well. And WWJ's Jackie Page has been an unbelievable friend to her through this whole ordeal. And she's going to be down here today. That makes today even that much more special. I'll have my oldest son with me, who is a huge baseball fan, my wife and my daughter. I could not ask for anything more.
Is TV more difficult, play-by-play on TV more difficult than on the radio?
I don't know if it's more difficult. It's just very different, right? So, like Tony and I do play-by-play on the radio. We are the producer, director, and play-by-play guy. When you do TV, you're having people tell you in your ear about what's coming up and what we have to do and what we're going to break with. And I think in television, and this is my belief, you've got to let it breathe. So you don't have to, I don't have to tell you there's a strike. I don't have to tell you there's a ball. I don't have to always tell you what's an out, because you're seeing that, right? So I think it's more storytelling. It's more anecdotal with guys like Gibby and Jack, because they have so many really good stories. Whereas radio, I think it's on top of every single play. Dan Dickerson and I, who used to work at WWJ too, we talk about this all the time and how different the two mediums are.
But it's not just the mediums. It's the different sports. So you're doing Michigan Wolverine basketball by chance, and that is such a fast-paced sport.
Right.
And then you're doing it on the radio, so we can't see what's going on, so you got to be very specific.
Right.
Then you go into baseball, and it is a slow pace. You got to describe, and you got to look at the pitch that's coming through.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you determine
I don't think it's a slow pace. It's a different pace.
It's a different pace is what I should say.
Yeah, I mean, we played 2.5, 2:33 yesterday in New York. That's not bad, right? I think the difference is, you know, with radio, I always have a listener. I picture a listener closing their eyes and me describing everything, color of the uniform, what the player's doing right now. Whereas in television, you don't have to do that. Television, I believe, is much more, at least in baseball, is much more about the overall picture, okay? It's much more about storytelling than anything else.
Matt, who's your Tiger, and how do you think the Tigers are going to do this year?
Well, I think they've already been better than I think a lot of people expected.
Yeah.
I don't know if I necessarily have a Tiger, but the guy I'm really interested in watching throughout the season is Jordy Mercer. First of all, he's a lot bigger shortstop than anybody thought. Second of all, he does some things that, well, not many people expected him to do. I mean, he's a much better fielder. I think he's got a really strong arm, and he takes the analytics part of what Ron Gardenhire and Ramon Santiago and Joe Vavre input into this team and actually does it. Okay, so you'll see him. You notice how many balls are hit right at him? Mm-hmm. That's because he's moving. He's doing things that the numbers tell the Tigers coaching staff to put him. You haven't seen that in the past. A lot of those balls were getting through up the middle or between third and short. Not with Jordy Mercer, because what he's doing is he's actually moving the way they expected him to.
So you're taking it from paper to on the field, and that's what he's kind of doing. What do you think of Jordan Zimmerman, by the way?
He's been
an outstanding pitcher.
Matthew Boyd, 13 strikeouts, 26 swings and misses yesterday, both career highs. Jordan Zimmerman's been fantastic because he's healthy, and Matt Moore's first start was really special.
I'm going to ask you about Matt Boyd because I was listening to you yesterday talking to Jack Morris. What he's doing this year didn't come as a surprise to you because you said you saw this developing in spring training, that Matt Boyd was going to be this good.
Yeah, and really actually after the All-Star break last year, Tony, where down the stretch, Matthew Boyd was top 10 in the American League in average against WHIP and ERA. Mm-hmm. So we started to see it a year ago. He explained to me, I'm getting much more out in front over myself a little bit more, which has really helped him. Plus, he's a really good dude. You know that.
Yeah.
Mm. Amazing. You're a really good dude.
You're a pretty good dude, yeah.
Roberta is actually able to broadcast and work on her phone at the same time.
I'm not amazed by this anymore. I see this every day.
You can and tell drive. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. And put her makeup on at the same time. It really is incredible.
And eat a hoagie. I mean, it's Matt Sharp.
And she has to do that because she drives a long way.
And quite fast.
Yes, she needs that in the morning.
As the state police will tell you up and down 696.
Ask the Romeo police officers. Holy cow.
Matt Shepard, thank you so much for coming in. Good
Tom,
luck
Tom, great to visit with you. Thanks. Roberta, thank you. Love you.
I love you,
see
too.
Ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.